What's up, everybody? This your boy F Major, chilling out here in the EUG. And welcome to another exciting edition of the Great Divide podcast. Of course, I am your host. The official weapon of the show is wisdom. The unofficial sport is drum corps, baby. And I'm not going to keep y'all for too long today. But this was just something that I was thinking about as I have been driving through the highways and the byways. I just left work early to go look at an apartment for myself. And this motherfucker was out in the boonies. So I was like, fuck it, I'm not living here. I didn't even get all the way to the place. I got like so far out in the wilderness that I was like, look, any place that I got to drive this far to get to, fuck it. So I'm on my way back to the city now. Well, actually, I'm already in the city, but I have a couple stops to make, so I'm going to throw this shit out real quick. Something that I was thinking about, and I know none of the dudes listening is going to agree with me, and I don't really give a fuck, because, you know, I don't really care about people agreeing with me and shit. I'm out this motherfucker to learn some shit, you know what I'm saying? To either learn some shit or hopefully impart some wisdom so that other people can learn some shit. Now, I'm not the nigga to think I know everything. So, that's not what I'm trying to do, make everybody believe what I believe, because I believe everybody got minds of their own. Everybody got their own situation, so whatever works in your situation, that's what you should do. That's one of the reasons why I don't believe these shows and these shits like motherfucking Dear Abby and what's the bitch name? Laura Schlesinger, Dr. Laura, call her ass this bitch for information and all this shit about your life. And the reason I don't believe in shit like that is because this bitch don't know your life. She don't know you. You give her a couple of details about your life, and then she make a decision about what you should do? Fuck that. There's too many details missing, and you know your life better than anybody. All the decisions that you need to make in your motherfucking life are already within you. Every decision you need to make about your life is already in your consciousness. You just need to find it and to make the correct decisions. Because even if somebody else give you information, you know information, you know your life intimately in a way that they never will. And you can take those other things that they don't know about into consideration. So stop fucking around with Dear Abby's. Stop fucking around with Dr. Lars. Ask them about superficial shit. Don't ask them about how to run your motherfucking life. That's stupid. That even sounds stupid. And everybody got an internal clock that tells them whether the time is right or wrong. You're faced with a situation, you know whether your situation is right or wrong. You don't need nobody. You don't need to go to nobody for no help to figure out whether the shit. You tell you. Your conscience, your psyche tells you. Your heart tells you. So quit fucking around with these people. But anyway, the thing that was bothering me that I don't think any of the men listening is going to agree with me at or about is how freaks have taken over the word daddy for their own sordid sexual domination, humiliation purposes. Now, I know not all people who use the term daddy are into that type of shit. I'm speaking specifically for myself when I say this. I don't think that that shit is cute or funny. I don't think that it makes my skin crawl hearing a woman who's in a relationship with a man call him daddy. What? I am a nigga who had a mommy and a daddy. Some people call them mom and dad. Some people call them mother and father. But I'm here to tell you today, and this is some shit I'm sure people who have had this experience is gonna agree with me on. When your parents have reached a point where you feel comfortable calling them mommy and daddy, it's because they did something that earned that from you. I hear people who don't like their parents call their parents mother and father all the time. But when you a mommy or a daddy, something is special about that. I can't put my finger on it, but there's something special about that. There's something worth investigating into why people call their parents different shit. Like, why you just a mom or a dad? Me and my sister think we have the best parents that ever walked the motherfucking face of this earth. And I can't remember a time, even now, in my late 30s, none of your motherfucking business, I still call my parents mommy and daddy. So does my sister. My mommy and daddy are no longer with us, but they will always be my mommy and my daddy. So for people to make that, turn that into some type of sexual thing or something that older men want younger women to call them, which I think is stupid, because that means you want to fuck your daughter like goddamn Donald Trump. That's stupid to me. And it's a waste. It's a waste of a good word that already has a meaning. Now, I'll put it like this. When I think of daddy, I don't be thinking about no motherfucking women. And I hope when women hear daddy, or when they say it, they don't mean men that they are having a sexual relationship with, or relationship of any kind with, except for their actual daddy. Now, I can't make nobody do nothing. I'm just telling y'all how I feel about the shit. And if you want me to get technical about it, the reason why I feel this way is because I am Linus. There is a cartoon called The Peanuts. And in this cartoon called The Peanuts, there is a little nigga named Linus. There is absolutely nothing special about Linus. He's just a regular ass nigga. I mean, he's not black, but you know, I use nigga to describe everybody. Men, women, black, white, cat, dog, duck, bill, platypus, it don't matter. You a nigga to me. Linus has a best friend on the Peanuts. He carries around a blanket. It is not a special blanket. It is just a regular ass blanket. But he carry that motherfucker wherever he goes. Wherever you see Linus, you gonna see that motherfucking blanket. I don't give a good goddamn who else is in that particular comic strip or in that episode of The Peanuts that day. When Lionel's ass is present, so will that blanket be. I've never seen that blanket do any motherfucking thing. I've never seen this nigga lie on it. I've never seen this nigga cover himself up with it. He just got it. It's just there. And that motherfucking blanket is my daddy. He didn't have to do anything. He didn't have to do nothing. All I wanted was for him to be there. And for all of my life, he motherfucking was. And that's why he's always gonna be my daddy. That's what makes him special to me. And if we ain't bullshitting, if my daddy was a blanket, my mother is the whole goddamn bed, okay? By me, even when I did shit I knew I didn't have business doing, she was always there. I only seen shame cross my mother's face one time over some shit that I had done. Ever since then, I have busted my ass to make her make the exact opposite face every motherfucking time she saw me. And I was successful. And even though she's not here anymore, I'm going to keep doing the things that I know make her happy. That is where all this college is coming from. That's where university is coming from. Like, I want to go to a motherfucking university. I don't give a fuck about that shit. The only reason why I even started this shit and trying to be a good upstanding citizen is because I know it does her proud. I know she can respect that. And I love her that much that that sacrifice is worth it to me to make her happy, even if she's not here to see it. She was here to see me go to college. She just wasn't here to see me graduate. And she wasn't here to see me get accepted to law school. But I just, it just, I don't know. I don't even know what got me started about this. I did not mean to cry. Y'all know I hate crying in front of y'all. I do that a lot, though. I do that a lot on this show. Every time I have cried in the past 5 or 6 years, it has been something on this show that brought it out of me. Me talking to you motherfuckers. That's why this is like therapy for me. It's got to be. It's got to be helpful. But I just, I don't know. I just was thinking about that motherfucking daddy bullshit and little blonde bitches with big titty. Oh, yeah, fuck me, daddy. Fuck that. How about you fuck your man, bitch? And how about men look for a bitch that they could respect more than her calling you daddy? There's niggas out here, and here's another thing that fucked me up. I don't even know if I really have shit to say about it or not, but it fucked me up when I saw it. There are niggas in their 20s and 30s, young 30s, that got bitches calling them daddy. Nigga, you still a baby. How the fuck you got another baby calling you daddy like you some motherfucking body? You ain't shit yet. Grow up, learn some shit, and maybe you'll feel like I do. Anyway, that's this whole episode. I'm sorry I'm done. Y'all got me crying and shit in here. In any case, hit me up on the Instagram. I'm on Instagram. I ain't really posting shit. I'm just up there to look at ass pictures. Because they be bitches on there posting their ass and shit. And almost all of it, like, they have the shorts up in the crack of their ass. And so I go look at the ass pictures. So if you ever catch me at a time when I'm on Instagram, it's for the ass. It's just for the ass. Nothing else. I'm just on there for the ass. And maybe some titties sometime. But it's weird seeing bitches go on Instagram. We call them hoes where I come from, bitches and hoes. Like I said on another podcast, bitches and hoes is a whole goddamn profession now. So when the NAA sent that email around, told everybody stop calling them bitches and hoes. Why? It's a job, fool. Why I'ma stop saying something to calling them what they is? And it's not like they don't know that that's what they is. They make a living doing that shit. There's money to be earned in being bitches and hoes. Okay, so I will not stand it. As far as I'm concerned, if you post pictures of your titties or your ass on Instagram, use a hoe. Okay? Understand that. Especially if you're getting paid for it. Now, there ain't nothing wrong with sex work. I'm pro-sex work. I'm one of these niggas that believes prostitution should be legal. Because I'm all about it. I mean, I'm not saying I would rent one of you hoes. But I'm just saying that for other people who would, you should have that option. Everybody need to make money somehow. And see, they penalize shit like that because this is a... Nancy, I'm getting on a whole different topic. But I was going to say because... this is a country that believes in the we wouldn't be us if they weren't them philosophy. Meaning, we wouldn't be rich people if there were no poor people. If everybody was rich, there would be no rich people. There would be nobody for them to turn their motherfucking noses up at, which is the only reason why I feel like prostitution is illegal. It's the same reason they can turn their nose up at niggas, they can turn their nose up at prostitutes, at gay people, because everybody need to feel superior to somebody. And that's the bottom line on that. Anyway, hit me up on the Instagram. On the gram, nigga. And then hit me up on Facebook and all that type of shit. Feedback at thegreatdivide.us. 541-357-7585 for the voicemail line. Keep the messages to 2 minutes or less. And until next time, I'm going to need 3 or 4 hoes, bitches and hoes, to give me a ringing ding ding, if you know what I mean. 541-357-7585. Hit a nigga up. I will catch you on the flip side.